In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. We are still in the great octave of Saint Joseph. And today I'll tell you about one of the great popes of the Catholic Church, whose heavenly patron Saint Joseph is. On this very day, in the year of 1054, died one of the great popes, Saint Leo IX. He was a German in his nationality, and there is a great miracle connected to his birth. This pope's mother was very fervent in meditation, and she used to concentrate greatly to meditate the passion of Christ. So when she gave birth to Leo, the future pope, the baby's body was marked all over with little red crosses. In this way, the sanctity of the mother, in the very concrete way, marked this child from his birth to the service of God. When Saint Leo grew a little older, his time was principally divided between prayer, pious reading, and studies. The hours of recreation he used in visiting the hospitals and instructing the poor. When he was still only a deacon, he was called to the court of the Emperor Conrad and was much honored by this great ruler. Young Leo fulfilled his new court responsibilities extraordinarily well, but he never omitted his long exercises of devotion or his usual fasts and other austere mortifications. In the year 1026, when he was only 24 years of age, Saint Leo was chosen bishop of Toul, a small town in southeast France. He began to take care his new pastoral office by the reformation of the clergy and monks. And by his care, the monastic discipline and good spirit were revived in the monasteries. Saint Leo also reformed the manner of celebrating the divine office and performing the church music, in which he always took great delight. When he was a bishop, he worked tirelessly for the advantage, the service of God, and for the salvation of souls. But amidst his great actions, it was most admirable to see how little he was in his own eyes. Every single day he served and washed the feet of several poor men of his flock. So great grew his fame of holiness that when the Pope died, Saint Leo was seen as the most worthy person to be exalted to the papacy. Leo used all his endeavors to avoid this exaltation from happening, and at length he begged 3 days to deliberate and think upon the matter. Then these 3 days he spent in tears and prayers, and in so rigorous fast that he neither ate or drank anything during all that time. When 3 days were gone, Leo returned to the papal assembly, and in hope to convince his electors of his unworthiness, he then made a public general confession right before them of the sins of his whole life, and this confession he made with abundance of tears, which drew also tears from all those who were present. But still no man changed his opinion that Leo was to be the next pope. He finally took possession of the Holy See in the February of year 1049, when he was 47 years old. Saint Leo held the papacy only 5 years, but these few years were filled with good works. He labored tirelessly in purging the church from evil and corrupt people, and make her always be more and more faithful to the teachings of the gospel, and more faithful to good discipline. One church historian wrote that Leo IX shone at Rome like another sun. His great devotion to the church was never forgotten, and when his body was found incorrupt over 500 years after his death, Paul V, who was pope then, removed Leo's incorrupt body under the altar dedicated to his name. The popes, they exercise their sacred function as the visible pastor of the church. And since Saint Joseph is the great heavenly patron of the universal church, we should learn to continuously grow in our devotion to the foster father of Christ. God's church needs so desperately intercession and prayers in our dark, gloomy days. But this octave we now celebrate reminds us that God never leaves us orphans, but even in the times of tribulation, guards and protects us. In Saint Joseph's Mass, we sing very beautifully, "In whatever tribulation they shall cry to me, I will hear them and be their protector always." The saints who lived before us, like Saint Leo IX, put their unshakable trust into God and embraced the intercession of saints in their efforts, so that after fulfilling their duty in this life, they become saints themselves. When you cry to God and ask Saint Joseph's patronage, you fulfill your own duty in the service of God's church, and by God's grace, you also will one day be exalted among the saints of God. Saint Joseph, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.